This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and today we're going to talk about the Word of God. Well, we always talk about the Word of God here, but how we can get it into the hands and the lives of people, especially in Asia. You might not think about it much, but you've been hearing these promotions and opportunities for us to join with the Bible League International and how we can make that possible. I want this gentleman to tell you all about it because this is exciting, how the Word of God is growing fast. Michael Woolworth, he is the founder of the Bible League International. I get a chance to chat with him for a few minutes. Mr. Michael, thank you for your time. Tell me, what's the mission of the Bible League?
Well, today is a cause for praise. Melissa White, we pray that the gospel will take grips all over the world, places we don't think about on a daily basis, but it's happening right now in Asia. This is where Christianity is growing fastest in the world. Number three is Latin America. Number two, continent of Africa. Number one is the region of Asia. But would you know it? We know at Bible League, now in our 85th year of ministry, that as many as 9 of 10 believers have no access to the Bible. There's corrupt governments that criminalize Christianity. There's poverty. There's remoteness. Some other factors that are factored in there, Melissa. But the bottom line is, we've said together, can we bless 1,500 Bible-less believers in those regions? Think about China. Think about India, Bangladesh, Vietnam, those parts of the world. Can we get them exactly what they're praying for in their own language? And that is the Word of God. Why? Because when you've left all the isms that tend to plague that part of the world, you need to be grounded in what it means to grow as a disciple of Jesus. And that's what we're doing right now.
So exciting. I want to know how you're making this possible. You say, can we get these 1,500 Bibles by the end of June? You kind of have a deadline, which is kind of fun to say, let's get on board and make this possible. How does that work? How does somebody help you make that happen?
Well, your listeners are already getting it done, so I want to thank a few of those before we hang up. Let me mention a handful of names. Danilo in the Philippines, former Buddhist, new to Christ. This year, he's praying for a Bible. Einar's in Thailand. She's just north of Bangkok, Melissa. She's a widowed mother of three. She wants to raise her children to know and love Jesus in a godless society there. She's praying for a Bible. And a man named G2 is in Bangladesh. He lives near the capital city of Dhaka. He lives near violent radicals who hate Christians, right? But he wants to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. He's praying for a Bible. You can do that for $5 a Bible. So $50 today would put the Bible into the hands of Bible-less believers in the region of Asia. There's two ways to get involved, if I may. I'll just share this number. It's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Yes Word, 800 Yes Word, or sendbiblesnow.org. Sendbiblesnow.org. There's a little pull down menu. Select *883. Make your most generous gift at $5 a Bible. I can tell you, these Christians, they're crying out for the Word of God. Again, our goal by the time we hit July 4th and we want to celebrate our independence, throw some brats on the grill, we'd love to be able to tell 1,500 Bible-less believers in Asia, hey, the Bibles you're praying for, they're coming. They're on their way. And Melissa, let me tell you, we've heard from your listeners. Let me mention just a handful. Kay of Bern. We've heard from Tracy of Fort Wayne. Thank you, Keith of Noblesville. A gift of $300. That's 60 Bibles. And then Josh of Auburn. Thank you. A gift of 84 Bibles. He'll love do it. That by way of a $35 a month pledge. But that's how easy it happens. It's $5 a Bible. Again, $50 sends 10. 800-YES-WORD or sendbiblesnow.org. But Melissa, thanks for your burden. I know you want to see these Bibles go out. Yes. We're joyful every time we look at our daily reports and seeing those numbers climb as we bless Christians in Asia with the Word of God.
Love that. Thank you, Mr. Michael Woolworth. And of course, Starland, friends, family, let's make this happen. Let's get those 1,500 Bibles to believers that want to hear and read the gospel in Asia. Everything you need to know about this, if you're driving and didn't get it down, I have it all right there on my Conversations link. It's there right now at star883.com. Let's get the word out.